We're the number one public university in New York State. So we have a lot of great STEM and research opportunities that I think attract international students.
Glad to have you, Michelle, joining us from Stony Brook University. Just a quick introduction to myself, Michelle. My name is Vaibhav. I'm the co-founder and chief marketing officer at iSchool Connect.
Me, I'm Michelle Schenke. I work in the Office of Global Affairs at Stony Brook University. Primarily, my role is working with incoming international students, helping them get adjusted to campus and make sure they're successful in their academic career, but also doing a little bit of marketing and branding worldwide for Stony Brook.
Have you, Michelle, joining us from Stony Brooks University. Just a quick introduction to myself, Michelle. My name is Vaibhav. I'm the co-founder and chief marketing officer at iSchool Connect. We work very closely with Stony Brooks, helping with digital amplification, helping students with more and more information about Stony Brooks. And I'm glad to have this wonderful interactive session with you.
It's very nice to be here. I'm very excited. About me, I'm Michelle Schenke. I work in the Office of Global Affairs at Stony Brook University. Primarily, my role is working with incoming international students, helping them get adjusted to campus and make sure they're successful in their academic career, but also doing a little bit of marketing and branding worldwide for Stony Brook.
Amazing, amazing. Michelle, we get a lot of students who always ask about US as a destination, who ask about the state of New York as a preferred location for all of them. Tell us a bit about Stony Brooks. What do you like about Stony Brooks?
I think there are a couple things that I really love about Stony Brook. So Stony Brook is located not directly in New York City. It's on Long Island, but it's about an hour outside of New York City. So we kind of have the best of both worlds. You can get to New York City really quickly. You can experience all of the life and culture and excitement of New York City. But then on the other hand, you experience the safety and security of living in a suburban area. There's lots of greenery and beautiful nature to take advantage of here on campus. And so it's kind of like a secluded island with access to everything you could ever want in New York City. So it's a wonderful location.
And how's the weather? Is it too cold? Is it too hot? But I know
so
it's along the beach.
When you're here.
Yeah.
So we're right along the beach. We're about, you know, a 15-minute drive from the beach at most. And in the winters, it can get cold. I'm not going to lie. It was snowing a couple of weeks ago. But the summers are beautiful. It's maybe 25 to 30 degrees Celsius, just kind of warm, gorgeous weather, perfect for hanging out at the beach or just relaxing.
What's your favorite spot at the campus?
Oh, that's a good question. So I would say my favorite spot is the Stoller Steps. So it's actually right behind me right now. There is this grassy area called the Stoller Steps. And every single nice day, all the students just rush in to just kind of relax, hang out, study, play. And it's just a wonderful atmosphere. You'll see people playing music. Sometimes they'll have live events out there. You'll see dance groups practicing. So it's just a wonderful, lively hub of the university. Absolutely. So we have around 3,500 international students here on campus. It's about 13% of our total population. And on top of that, a lot of our faculty and staff are international themselves. And we've been ranked one of the most diverse campuses in the United States. So really, it's a great place for students from international backgrounds to come and feel welcome. And, you know, it's not just the international students, but a lot of our domestic population has an international background. So, you know, we've got a lot of people here to make international students feel welcome and understanding of them. Yeah, I think it's a lot of things. So definitely the diversity of the campus. We're one of the top STEM schools. We're the number one public university in New York State. So we have a lot of great STEM and research opportunities that I think attract international students, as well as, of course, being close to New York City. You can't beat that.
Oh, yeah.
And Also, in terms of affordability, so you can get your schools like NYU, which are right in the heart of New York City, but that's also a private school with a hefty tuition cost. But we're a more affordable option that's just right close by.
Understood, understood. I have a surprise question for you, okay?
Okay.
And yeah, take a couple of seconds to think about it. Tell us a fun or a quirky fact about Stony Brooks, perhaps which is not available on the internet.
So there is a fun and quirky fact. It no longer exists anymore, but there used to be on campus what we like to call the Bridge to Nowhere. So in the building that I'm currently sitting in, which is the Melville Library, it's one of the central buildings on campus. They started building a bridge across a walkway over to another building on campus, but it never got anywhere. So it was just kind of
Oh.
halfway built and then stopped. And people would kind of, go and hang out and sit on the bridge to nowhere. Eventually they got rid of it, but it's like forever known at Stony Brook as this mythical bridge to nowhere. But it
Reminds me of
was actually a
Hogwarts
thing that did
University.
happen.
No, this fact reminds me of Hogwarts University, wherein you have those endless bridges that would turn around and that was really amazing and interesting, Michelle.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for sharing. And I'm sure that the question might have been a surprise for you.
Yes, it was. Sure. There are a ton of activities on campus. So we have our international student organization. On top of that, we have over 350 clubs and organizations. Students can pretty much find anything, sports, activities, anything that they're interested in, we probably have a club for it.
Okay.
Our office in particular, every month we have an international student, we call it Campus Lifetime event. So students meet up, they have some lunch, they do a craft, and they're able to connect with their peers and really just have a moment of calm and engagement with fellow international students. And there's always something going on campus. We have numerous events throughout the year. We have a carnival at the beginning of the school year. We have what's called Roth Regatta, where students build a cardboard boat and then row it across the pond, often not successfully. So there's just a lot of things happening at all times on campus, and it's a really great way to, if you're really truly wanting to get involved, there's going to be something there for you to do.
Ah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. One important question that I'm assuming most of the international students that might be approaching you have is the ROI aspect. And what kind of opportunities, career opportunities lies ahead for all of them. So talk to me about the kind of recruiters you get, the kind of places your alums are currently working. Throw some light on that.
Sure. So we have a very active career center. They do a great job of hosting different career fairs throughout the semester, geared towards specific fields. So if you have an interest in a certain field, there's probably going to be a career session for you that's happening with employers coming to campus. They also do a wonderful job of holding sessions to help you build out your resume, practice your interview techniques, and just learn about the job culture in the United States so that you can feel successful once you start interviewing and looking for a job. Then on top of that, of course, we do have wonderful connections with industry. Being so close to New York City, obviously our career center has a lot of great connections with the
Absolutely.
firms in New York City. Our departments and faculty are wonderfully connected also to industry. So they're a great resource for students who are looking to get their foot in the door. Obviously, we do have some strong tech backgrounds at our university. So we do have connections with the big tech companies out on the West Coast. So we have students working there. We have students working at the big firms in New York City. So we say for an undergrad student, you can expect to pay around $49,000 per year. That's going to include your tuition, your fees, your room and board. So that's going to cover the whole shebang. For a graduate student, it's a little bit less. Graduate students kind of take a different number of credits. Some take 9, some take 12 per semester. So on average, we say around 45,000 for a grad level per year. And that's
Understood.
all
And
inclusive. So room, board, fees included in.
interesting, interesting. And what typically, how easy or difficult is the application process? Throw
So the
some light on that
application.
as well.
So we use the Common App just like most US universities. So if you're applying to any US university, we're right there in the Common App system. And we are, for the most part, a test optional university. So undergraduate level, we're test optional. Most of the graduate programs are going to be test optional. And the great thing for students coming from India is a lot of them are doing their secondary studies or their bachelor studies in English language medium. Then we don't require language scores for them. So we're really just looking at your essays or your personal statements, and your grades, your transcripts, and at the graduate level, your CV as well. So it's a pretty simple.
Students, one important aspect, there are still a couple of weeks left, and Michelle, correct me if I'm wrong, there's still a couple of weeks left for your graduate applications to close at Stony Brook. So if you're still interested, please do reach out to iSchool Connect. We'll help you apply and get the right direction for Stony Brooks. So definitely use the chat section or use the comment section to reach out to us. Perhaps the last or the second last question. If you have a message for the international student community who are looking to come to the US or come looking to come to Stony Brooks, what would your advice to them will be?
I would say do your research. A lot of students come maybe not knowing what they're looking for. In US universities, there's a broad array of universities in the United States, and we all kind of offer something different. So do your research, take a look at the website, see what programs are available, and if those programs are really of interest to you and what you want to study and how you want to pursue your career. Take a look at the environment that the university has. Are they welcoming to international students? Are they going to support your studies once you're here? What sorts of services does the university provide? Shameless plug for Stony Brook, obviously, we have a great diverse campus and we offer a lot of support and activities for international students. But make sure that it's the right place for you.
Perfect. One question that we missed is financial aid. International students, of course, they're always looking for financial aid. What kind of support does Stony Brook give in terms of financial aid to international students?
So unfortunately, international students aren't eligible for financial aid in the United States. But there are scholarships available, particularly for undergraduate students. We have it's a great opportunity. It's a merit-based scholarship. Most international students are going to receive a scholarship, so there's pretty good odds that you're going to get something from Stony Brook University if you're admitted. And generally, they range between 1 and 6,000 for the fall semester, and that's a renewable scholarship. So there's a good option for you there. At the graduate level, it's going to depend on the department if they're interested in giving you a scholarship, and it's a little bit more rare, but undergraduates have a pretty good shot.
Interesting. No, thank you so much, Michelle, for sharing this wonderful information and diving deep into what's great and what makes Stony Brooks unique among hundreds of options of international universities and available in the US. For all students, of course, we'll continue to bring experts from multiple destinations, multiple universities for you at iSchool Connect, where you'll get deeper insights of and basically listen from the horse's mouth how great a specific campus, in this case, Stony Brooks, is, and you'll get into those deeper nitty-gritties of how, when, and what's appropriate for you. So keep subscribe the iSchool Connect channel, and we'll come back and rejoin you in future similar videos. Thank you so much, Michelle, for your time. And
Thank you.
I'm sure our students are going to love this video.
Thank you so much. It was great chatting with you.